You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Gospel and Adoption by Russell D. Moore and Andrew T. Walker. This book is read by Tom Parks. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group. Originally published in English as The Gospel and Adoption, copyright 2017 by Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Series Preface, Russell Moore. Why should the Gospel for Life series matter to churches? In Acts chapter 2, we read about the day of Pentecost, the day when the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit from heaven onto His church. The day of Pentecost was a spectacular day. There were manifestations of fire, languages being spoken by people who didn't know them, and thousands of unbelievers coming to faith in this recently resurrected Messiah. Reading this passage, we go from account to account of heavenly shock and awe. And yet the passage ends in an unexpectedly simple way. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, English Standard Version. I believe one thing the Holy Spirit wants us to understand from this is that these ordinary things are not less spectacular than what preceded them. In fact, they may be more so. The disciplines of discipleship, fellowship, community, and prayer are the signs that tell us the kingdom of Christ is here. That means that for Christians, the most crucial moments in our walk with Jesus Christ don't happen in the thrill of spiritual highs. They happen in the common hum of everyday life, in quiet, faithful obedience to Christ. That's what the Gospel for Life series is about. Taking the truths of Scripture, the story of our redemption and adoption by a risen Lord Jesus, and applying them to the questions and situations that we all face in the ordinary course of life. Our hope is that churches will not merely find these books interesting, but also helpful. The Gospel for Life series is meant to assist pastors and church leaders to answer urgent questions that people are asking. Questions that the church isn't always immediately ready to answer. Whether in a counseling session or alongside a sermon series, these books are intended to come alongside church leaders and discipling members to see their lives with a kingdom mentality. Believers don't live the Christian life in isolation, but rather as part of a gospel community, the church. That's why we have structured the Gospel for Life series to be easily utilized in anything from a small group study context to a new member or new believer class. None of us can live worthy of the gospel by ourselves, and thankfully, none have to. Why are we so preoccupied with the idea of living life by and through the gospel? The answer is actually quite simple, because the gospel changes everything. The gospel isn't a mere theological inquiry or a political idea, though it shapes both our theology and our politics. The gospel is the good news that there is a kingdom far above and beyond the borders of this world, where death is dead and sin and sorrow cease. The gospel is about how God brings this kingdom to us by reconciling us to Himself through Christ. That means two things. First, it means the gospel fulfills the hopes that our idols have promised and betrayed. The scripture says that all God's promises are yes in Jesus, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. As sinful human beings, we all tend to think what we really want is freedom from authority, inheritance without obedience, like the prodigal son. But what Jesus offers is the authority we were designed to live under, an inheritance we by no means deserve to share, and the freedom that truly satisfies our souls. Second, this means that the gospel isn't just the start of the Christian life, but rather the vehicle that carries it along. The gospel is about the daily reality of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?